快乐。
Happy New Year, everyone.
再一次欢迎所有的弟兄姊妹来到新年第一次的主日敬拜聚会。
Welcome again to the first Sunday worship.
我们欢迎所有从大学回来回家探望父母的这些大学生。
Welcome all the students who are came home from colleges.
我们也欢迎所有来探望探亲第一次或者是远方来的访客，欢迎你们。
Welcome friends who came to visit your families.
我们也欢迎在网上今天没有能够跟我们一起实体聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们都欢迎你们一同的来去敬拜主。
Welcome friends who and brothers and sisters who join us online.
我们有一个祷告。
So let's pray.
主啊，我们在这新年的第一个信息，我们祈求你打开我们的心，让我们知道你对我们的心意。
Lord, in this first day of our worship, we ask you to open our hearts to know your will.
好让我们今年，不单只是今年，而是我们的一生，能够讨你的欢喜。荣耀主你的名。
So that in this new year and through our life, we will please you.
听我们祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
新年会带给我们新盼望。
New year brings new hope.
我们希望今年会比去年好。
And we hope This year will be better than.
我们希望今年会比去年更有意义。
We hope this year we will have more meaning.
我们希望今年会比去年更有价值。
We hope we will be more valuable.
但是什么是有意义的一年呢？什么是有价值的一年呢？
So what is a meaningful and valuable year?
什么或者是我们把它扩展一点，什么是有价值的人生呢？
Let's expand. What is the meaning of our life?
人生的意义和价值是根据什么呢？
What is the meaning of value of life?
你可能希望今年，如果你是学生，你希望有好成绩。
You may wish for good grades if you are a student.
如果你在预备上学，你可能找到一个进到一个名校。
If you are preparing for college, you may wish to go to a reputable school.
如果你是单身的，你可能盼望找到一个配偶。
If you are bachelor, you may wish for a spouse.
如果你还没有孩子，或者你孩子你想也不多，你想再生几个孩子。
If you don't have children, or you don't have enough children, you may wish for more children.
或者你希望你今年能够升官或者加薪。
You may wish for a promotion or more salary.
或者你年纪已经不小了，你希望你能够身体更健壮。
You may wish for a healthier body if you are getting old.
这些都是好的。
All those are good wishes.
但不是最好的。
But they are not the best wishes.
为什么我这样子说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为刚才的所有的这些我们想的，它有一个重一个同一的点，就是所有的都是围绕着我们自己。
Because all the prior wishes have one thing in common, they're all for ourselves.
刚才我们所说的全部都是围绕着我要什么。
They all surround my needs, myself.
一个更有价值的人生
，a more valuable life，
是不是一个为自己而活的人生
？is not a life for ourselves。
一个更有价值的人生是为主而活的人生。
a more valuable life is a life living for the Lord。
我们怎么为主而活呢
？How do we live for the Lord？
我们什么实际的为主而活呢
？How do we really live for the Lord？
我们必须每一天的 把自己完全奉献给神。
So we must offer ourselves.
我们必须每一天的完全的把自己奉献给神，我们才能为主而活。
We must offer ourselves so that we can live for the Lord.
所以今天我想大家带回去的一个主要的思想，就是在新的一年，每一天的把自己完全奉献给神。
Today's message I want you to take home is that every day I want you to offer yourself and live for the Lord.
奉献给神做什么？做活祭。
Offering to the Lord for what? To be a living sacrifice.
所以今天我们要讲的内容，就是我们每一天都完全奉献给神，当作活祭。
Today we'll talk about how we live every day and give ourselves to the Lord.
这个概念是保罗告诉我们的，我们今天的经文是保罗写的罗马书十二章一到二节。
The concept was told by Paul in Romans.
罗马书十二章一到二节。
Chapter 12 verses 1 through 2.
我用先把经文念给弟兄姊妹听。我念中文，弟兄念英文。罗马书十二章一到二节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们审查何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
这段新闻有三个重点。
There are three main points in this verse.
第一个是说他要把身体献上，请看第一节。
First point is to offer our bodies.
第一节，他说这段经文的开始是所以。
Verse 1, it begins with therefore.
这个所以是很重要的所以。
This therefore is very important.
因为这个所以把罗马书十六章分成两段，一到十一章和十二章到末了。
Because it divides the book of Romans into two parts.
所以是说，因为前面一章到十一章所发生的事，所以现在你们要这样子做。
In chapter 1 through 11, and therefore summarizes the content.
下面说的是对基督徒说的话，他说弟兄们。
So the following paragraph is for the brothers.
当在书信里面写着弟兄们的时候，他们常常指的是弟兄和姊妹，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers actually includes brothers and sisters.
他说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
He says, by the mercies of God, I urge you.
神的慈悲说到了神的恩典，神的爱。
The mercies of God includes God's grace and
love. 保罗的意思就是说，所以因为前面神的慈悲，这个慈悲是多数的，看到弟兄说 mercies 多数的，因为神多诸多的慈悲，所以你们要把身体献上。
Because the mercies are plural, therefore we want to offer your bodies.
他所说的诸多的这个慈悲是什么呢？就是罗马书前面十一章告诉我们的。
The multitudes of mercies.Are described in chapter 1 through 11.
是神全备的福音，是神荣耀的福音。
The complete gospel of the Lord.
罗马书前面告诉我们， 世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Romans told us that all humanity is sinful and
fall short
of God's grace.
但因着耶稣基督的宝血，我们就白白的称义。
But through the Lord Jesus' blood, we are justified freely.
而且我们于是与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
And we died together with Jesus, buried and resurrected.
而且圣灵会住在我们里面，神用他他的爱浇灌在我们里面，让我们能够成圣。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in us and help us to get sanctified.
然后罗马书第八章告诉我们，不单止我们是称义的，被呼召的会称义，最后我们会得荣耀。
We're not only justified and sanctified, we will gain glory.
当我们还想到这些，是有任何可能是人的去功劳要索取的时候，保罗说，不是你觉不，保罗说这个是完全神拣选的恩典。
It's God's election, God's grace.
因为这诸多的恩慈，所以你们要把身体献上。
Because of the multitude of the mercies, that's why you need to offer your bodies.
所以保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That's why Paul says, I urge you by the mercies of God.
而求劝你们。
I urge you.
今天神也要借着今天的讲道来劝你们。
Today, God will use this sermon to also urge you.
因为你是蒙了神诸多慈悲的人，你是因为你是蒙了神诸多恩典的人，所以你要把身体献上，当作活祭。
Because you are blessed by the multitudes of God's mercy, therefore, you need to offer your bodies.
什么是把身体献上呢？
What is offering your bodies?
他的意思是把自己完全的奉献给神，为神而活。
It is offer you completely, offer yourself and live for God.
献祭对于我们现代人是陌生的，但对于两千年前的这种罗马人，他们是熟悉的。
So in the in the ancient time, people in Roman time.They were familiar with sacrifice.
所以他们很熟悉哦，献祭懂，他们懂。但是他们当读到这里，他们会很惊讶，因为保罗说不是献牛，不是献羊，他说把你自己献上，所以他们会很惊讶。
Readers of ancient time may still get shocked, even though they were familiar with sacrifice, because here we're not talking about offering animals.We're offering our bodies.
对，把我们自己献上。
Offering our bodies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我们被主，我们得救的那天，我们就不再是属我们自己的。
Dear brothers and sisters, at the time when we are saved, we do not belong to ourselves anymore.
因为我们是主用重价买赎回来的，我们是属于主的。
Because we are redeemed by the Lord.At a great price, we belong to the Lord.
把身体献上是说到完全的把我们献给主。
By offering our bodies means we offer our whole self to the Lord.
把我们的眼，把我们的嘴，把我们的手，把我们的脚，我们献给主，把我们整个人献给主。
Our eyes, our mouth, our hands, our feet, our whole body, we offer to the Lord.
那是因为保罗他在罗马书十四章八节他说我们若活着是为主而活我们死了是为主而死所以我们或活或死总是主的人
Paul says If we live for the Lord If we die for the Lord Whether we live or die We belong to the Lord
他说把身体献上当作活祭这个身体是多数的我们有许许多的肢体
He says, offering your bodies to the Lord.
他说这个，但是这个活祭却是单数的。
But as a living sacrifice is singular form.
所以他不单只是说我们个人的献奉献自己，他是说我们团体。他不只是说这个弟兄、那个弟兄、那个姊妹个人个人的奉献，他是说我们一起奉献给神，整个教会成为一个活祭。
So it's not we as an individual to offer, you know, myself, but it is us as a corporate, as one body, offering ourselves to the Lord.
祭物，什么是祭物呢？祭物有两个特点。
What is sacrifice? There are two characters.
第一，祭物没有主权。
First point is that sacrifice does not have a sovereignty.
祭物就是牛啊、羊啊，他们还不是成为祭物的时候，他们是有自由在草场上走来走去、吃草、睡觉。
So an ox, before they become a sacrifice, they can walk around, graze, drink.
但是他成为祭物的时候，他没有主权啊。它是完全给神用的祭物。
But once it becomes a sacrifice, it lost its sovereignty.
它除了它失去主权，第一个特点就是它的目的改变了。原本它是拿来耕田的、拉车的。
Its purpose changed.
原本那只牛是拿来拉车的，现在它变成祭物之后，它的目标改变了。它不是拿来拉耕田的。它是拿来献给神的。
Its original purpose may be for plowing the field or pulling a cart, but now its purpose changed to serve the Lord.
什么是活祭？活祭跟旧约的祭完全不一样。旧约的祭一献上就死了。
What is living sacrifice is different from the sacrifice in the Old Testament.
只献一次死了，又要找第一次羊。他说，我们新约的基督徒。我们要把自己当献上，成为活祭。
Sacrifice in the Old Testament is a dead sacrifice. It is offered once and cannot be reused again.
活祭就是说，我们献了，我们还活着的，我们要不断的献，不断的奉献，不断的奉献给那爱我们、拯救我们的主。
Living sacrifice is a sacrifice that we offer continuously, daily, and we live for the Lord.
我们怎么做活祭呢？
How do we become a living sacrifice?
怎么做活祭？不是火鸡 turkey 啊，怎么做活祭？我们要向自己死，向神活。
Being a living sacrifice is to die to ourselves, but to live to the Lord.
向自己死，向神。
To die to self, to live to the Lord.
他说，这样子是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。他形容这个是这个事情是圣洁的，就是分别出来给神的圣洁的。然后他是神所喜悦的，神救我们的目的，就是要我们把我们自己奉献给他。这个是神所喜悦的事。
Paul says, by doing so, by offering our bodies as a living sacrifice, this is holy and pleasing to God. And this is a true and proper worship.
他说，你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
This service is a reasonable service. It's your reasonable
service. 理所当然的就是说，你这样子侍奉，把自己全然侍奉是合理的。你不把自己侍奉是不合理的。
So offering your body as a living sacrifice is reasonable. Not doing so is not reasonable.
这个字在希腊文它也可以翻译成另一个意思，它是翻译成 spirit, 属灵的敬拜。
It can be translated into a spiritual worship.
我看这个翻译是什么。Therefore, it's a proper, 对，你可以翻译成True and proper worship, 或者是说属灵的敬拜 spiritual worship.
Yeah, can be translated to spiritual worship.
这个是对于敬拜一个很好的定义，弟兄姊妹。
It's a very good definition, for worship.
敬拜主要 不是唱诗歌。
Worship is not just singing a hymn.
敬拜主要是在日常生活中为主而活。
Worship is more living a daily life for the Lord.
敬拜是把自己完全奉献给主，为主而活。
Worship,
这个是神所喜悦的敬拜。
Worship is to offer our bodies to the Lord.
我们必须要改变我们对于敬拜的认识。
We need to change our mindset about worshiping.
我向一个传道人学习，尼托森弟兄，他的书里面他写到，他怎么全然把自己献上当回活祭，我也向他学。
I learned from somebody.
Watchman Nee. 没关系，他怎么先把自己献上当作活祭？
How he offered himself as a living sacrifice.
那我们他是怎么？我就怎么做？他在起床之前，还没起床的时候，每天早上还没起床，起来了，但是没起床，在躺在床上的时候。
Before he rises from the bed.
就向神说：“主啊，我现在要把身体献上，当作活祭。”
He would say to the Lord that, Lord, I offer myself to you as a living sacrifice.
我要把我的眼睛献上，求你保守我看你所喜悦的东西。
I desire to offer my eyes to you so that I may see what you want me to see.
我要把我的嘴献上给你，好让我能说出赞美你的话，造就弟兄姊妹的话，传扬你福音的话。
I desire to offer my mouth to you so that I may say things that pleases you, that may build up brothers and sisters, that may honor your name.
主，我要把我自己的心献给你。
Lord, I desire to offer my heart to you.
求你保守我的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效都是由心发出。
So that you can protect my heart.
主，我要把我的双手献给你，求你帮助我。今天我所做的是侍奉你、讨你喜悦的事。
Lord, I desire to offer both of my hands to you so that I may do what pleases you.
主啊，我把我的双手双脚奉献给你，帮助我去你要我去的地方。
Lord, I desire to offer my feet to you so that you may lead me to where you want me to go.
你上次把自己完全奉献给主是什么时候？
When did you last offer your whole body to the Lord?
一个月前。
One month ago?
一年前。
One year ago?
受洗的那一天，
the time when you were baptized,
我们应该常常的把自己奉献给主，当作活祭。
We should continually offer our bodies to the Lord as a living sacrifice.
或许新的一年，你可以立志每天把自己献给主，
maybe,
当作活祭。
Maybe in this new year, you may desire to offer yourself to the Lord.As a living sacrifice.
这个经文还告诉我们第二点，他说第一点是把身体献上当作活祭，第二点说不要效法这个世界。
The second point, do not conform to the world.
不要效法这个世界，就是说与这个世界分别出来，不要学这个世界。
Set yourself apart from the world and do not imitate this world.
我们基督徒是活在世界里的人，但是却不是属于这个世界的人，我们是属于另一个世界的人。
We as disciples, even though we live in this world, we do not belong to this world.
啊，世界这么好，为什么我们不能学呢？我们吃亏了。
So the world is so wonderful, why can we not imitate it?
因为约翰告诉我们，约翰一书一章二章十五节，他说不要爱世界和爱世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
In John, In First John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world.
我们就好像一艘船在大海洋中活着。
We are like a boat in the vast ocean.
但是我们不能让海洋的水进入到我们船里面，因为我们会沉下去。
We cannot let the water get into the boat, otherwise we will sink.
什么是世界呢？
So what is the world?
约翰·卫斯理18世纪的英国传道人，他说：“凡是使我对基督的爱冷淡的，都是世界。”
So what is the world? John Wesley said, "Anything that cools my love to for Christ is the world."
凡是使我对基督的爱冷淡的，就是世界。
Anything that cools my love for Christ is the world.
这个是爱主的弟兄所说的话。
This is what a brother who loves Christ said.
我们的思想是被谁影响呢？
So what shapes our thoughts?
What shapes our thought?
What shapes our thoughts?
我们要谨慎我们自己所看的。
We need to be careful.
我们所看的微信，我们所看的电影，我们所看的小说，我们所看的视频，我们所看的 YouTube， 我们所交的朋友，我们所看的、所接触的、所听的，通通都在影响我们的思想。
We need to be watchful on what we watch. WeChat, movie, video, YouTube, everything will may impact us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不要怕与世界不一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, do not fear to be different from the world.
世界知道我们与他们不一样吗？
Do the world know that we are different from them?
你的同事知道你跟世界的人不一样吗？
Do your colleagues know you are different?
这段经文告诉我们三件事。第一件事是不要要把自己献上当作活祭。第二件事不要效法这个世界。第三件事。
So, this verse tells us three things. First one is offer our bodies as living sacrifice. The second point is do not conform to this world.
第三是要我们心意更新而变化。
The third point is.To be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
心意更新的变化，英文翻译的很好 ，renewing of our mind. 但是心就是我们的使人的核心。
The English translation is very good. To be transformed by the renewing of our mind.
心意或者可以翻译成心思，我们的心思为什么需要更新呢？因为我们的心思是以前信主之前是堕落的、坠落的。我们人生生出来到得救的时候，我们的心被许多世界的谎言玷污了，有许多不合神的心意就在里面。虽然我们信主了，对不起，虽然我们信主了，但我们还有许多这种不讨神喜悦的心思。
So why do we need to renew our mind before we become believers? Our mind was corrupted.
就算我们信主之后，这些不好的心思还在我们心里面。
Even after we become believer, we still have bad minds, bad thoughts in our mind.
所以我们需要被更新。
As a result, we need to renew.
心意更新而变化，我们需要被变化。
And be transformed.
这个变化是 passive, 就是被动的。我们是被动的，主动的是神，神要改变我们。
The transformation is passive because God is the actor.
而且这个变动是不断的，持续性的。
The transformation is also is a continuous.
我们被改变的目标是向救我们的主耶稣基督。
The goal of the transformation is to be more like Jesus Christ, our Savior.
只要你们心意更新而变化，叫你们神察何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。他说，我们心思被改变，最终我们会越来越多的去明白神的旨意。
So once we are transformed by renewing of our mind, we will be more like Jesus Christ.
我们的心被改变，渐渐的，我们会越来越多的能够分辨什么是神的旨意，什么不是神的旨意。
And we will be able to discern what is God's will and what is not.
他这里描述神的旨意有三个描述的形容词，他说是善良的，是美好的，是纯全的，是完全的，是可喜悦的，不是忧伤的，多么好的。
Paul uses three words to describe God's will. Good, pleasing, and perfect.
我们现在用手机拍照，但我们记得以前胶片相机吗？胶片相机里面后面有一个底片在相机里面。
Now we use phone to take pictures. Do we still remember the old days when we used the negatives to take pictures?
那个相机的镜头照着什么东西曝光，那么那个东西的影像就会到了底片里面。
You aim the camera at something you want to take a picture of.
我记得大概一个底片呢，20多30张差不多。
And the images
很小心的去拍，对吧？不能随便拍，没有了。
Yeah, and the negatives are very expensive, so we need to be very careful on what pictures we take.
你要怎么拍东西呢？你让镜头望着漂亮的这个山，打开镜头曝光，影子就会放到照到底片上，你的底片就是漂亮的山。
So you aim at a good scenery as mountain, and you open the camera, take a picture. The image is imprinted onto the negative.
但是如果你把镜头望向垃圾堆，你开镜头曝光，垃圾堆也会进到你的底片里面。
But if you aim at a heap of garbage, then the image of heap of garbage will be imprinted onto the negative.
根据你向什么东西曝光，你的底片里面就会有什么东西。
So the negative is imprinted based on where you aim at.
我们的人有一点像这种胶片相机。
So we are like this negative, the camera with using the negative.
我们的眼睛就好像这个镜头。我们的心思就好像是个底片。
Our eyes are like the lens, and our mind, our heart are like the negative.
在我们一周的生活规律里面，我们的眼睛镜头眼睛是向什么东西曝光呢，弟兄姊妹？
Every week, where do we aim our eyes at?
我们是向漂亮的山、神的创造、好的东西，还是我们向一些垃圾曝光？曝光。曝光，记得哦，你的底片是有限的，曝光，曝光。
Do we aim at the good things that God created, or do we aim at the heap of garbage?
你向什么东西曝光，你心思的底片，渐渐的，它就会充满这些东西。
You aim at what to take a picture, your heart will be filled with that.
在如果你有新年新计划，你的计划里面有没有包括可不的减低一些这种负面的曝光，好让你的底片、你的心思多一点正面、神所喜悦、美好、善良的旨意呢
？So every new year, do you set up a new year resolution so that you may fill your heart with the good things that please God?
新的一年来临了，你有没有一个新年意志？你说你要读圣经，让我每一天灵修，让神的话进到你心里面，你的眼睛向神的话语曝光，让神的话印在你的心里呢？
Do you resolve every new year to learn more of God's words so that God's wisdom, and words will be imprinted into your heart.
你可能说啊，其实我都常常有读经啊，我有每天的读经计划，但是我的生命还是没有什么不改变，我的心里面还是有垃圾。
So you may say that I read Bible every day, but I still do not see my life changed, not transformed.
两点。
Two points.
第一，生命的改变是缓慢的。
First point, the transformation of life is gradual.
需要时间的。
It needs time.
其实是需要我们的一生啊。
It requires our whole life.
所以不要放弃。继续。
Don't give up. Continue.
第二点。
Second point.
你可能读经的时候，你是夜行公事。
Maybe when you read the Bible, you are just doing it as an task.
你没有以渴慕主的有渴慕主的心来到主的面前亲近主。
You did not read the Bible with a heart desiring God.
你可能没有去思考和默想经文的意思和跟你的关系。
You may not have meditated the words and the relationship to your life.
每天的灵修不是上班打卡。
So every day's Bible study is not a
time
card.
Yeah, it's not a time card.
Or checklist.
每天灵修是进入到密室，与那爱你、拯救你的主亲密交通的时间。
Studying the Bible's words is like going into a inner chamber, so that you have an intimate relationship with God.
给人新的盼望。
New Year gives us new hope.
我们的盼望是我们不再为自己而活。而是为主而活。
Our hope is we do not live for ourselves, but for the Lord.
在新的一年，我盼望每一个弟兄姊妹每天的把自己奉献给主，当作为活祭。
In this new year, I hope everyone will offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
今天我们学习到三点，我们要全然的奉献，我们不要效法这个世界。我们要心意更新而变化。
We learned three points. For, sorry.
Living your,
offering your body as a new sacrifice.
Do not conform to the world.
Do not conform to the world.
Be
transformed by the renewing of our mind.
他为我翻译也不容易。用一个圣徒的生命来鼓励我们，来结束今天第一个讲到的今年第一个讲到的信息。
So we use one of the disciples, his story, to conclude today's sermon.
他的名叫 C.T. Studd, 斯达德。
His name is Charles Thomas Studd.
剑桥七杰的其中一位。
He's one of the Cambridge Seven.
十九世纪英国名家出生，板球运动球员，出名的板球运动球员。
He's a famous 19th century English cricket player.
信主后放下板球生活，去到中国传道宣教，服侍主十五年，然后去了印度六年，然后花他的余生在非洲传扬主的福音。
After coming to faith, he gave up cricket and became one and served 15 years in China, 6 years in India, and 18 years in Africa.
当他老爸很有钱，老爸死的时候，他在中国，他说老爸的财产，他说完全奉献给事工，他有一部分给了穆迪神学院，有一部分给了 Josh Mueller, 的孤儿院。
He was born into a very wealthy family, and after his parents died, he offered their family wealth to Moody Seminary.
他有一首很出名的诗，他叫《只有一生》。
He wrote a very famous poem. It's called Life Comes Only Once.
我会念这首诗诗篇的三节给弟兄姊妹听。
So we read three stanzas.
赐给我父啊一个深渊的旨意，无论喜乐或忧伤，都持守你的话语，在任何征战中忠心且正直，在日常生活中讨你喜悦。人生生命只有一次，转眼便过去，唯有为基督所做的永远长存。第一节。
Grant me, O Father, a deep and steadfast purpose to hold fast to your word, in joy or in sorrow, to be faithful and true in every battle, to bring you delight in the ordinary moments of our life. Life comes only once and quickly passes away. Only what is done for Christ will last forever.
Oh, 让我的爱如同烈火燃烧，从今脱离世界，转向你怀抱，单为你活，唯独为你而活，在你宝座前带给你喜乐。生命只有一次，转眼便过去，唯有为基督所做的永远长存。第二节。
Oh, let my life, a love burn like a blazing flame, turning me from the world into your embrace. To live for you alone and for you alone, bring joy before your throne.Life comes only once and quickly passes away. Only what is done for Christ will last forever.
生命只有一次，是的，只有一次。如今让我说，愿你的旨意成就。当我终于听见那呼唤的声音，我知道我会说，一切都值得。生命只有一次，转眼便过去。唯有为基督所做的永远长存。
Life comes only once, yes, only once. Now, let me say, your will be done. And when I finally hear your calling voice, I know I will say, it was all worth it. Life comes only once and quickly passes away. Only what is done for Christ will last forever.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
新的一年新的盼望，我们是为什么而活呢？
New year, new hope, what do we live for?
盼望我们每一个人都愿意说，我们是为主而活。
We hope everyone will say we live for the Lord.
盼望我们每一个人每一天都把自己身体献上当作活祭。
We hope everyone of usWill offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
我们整个波特兰华人福音教会许多的肢体献上一个活祭。
Our Chinese Evangelical Church, we have many bodies, but as we offer ourselves as one living sacrifice.
我们想象，如果我们愿意这样子顺服主的话，主会何等的祝福。
Let's imagine if we do this.How God will bless us.
好，我们一起站起来，我们以这首诗歌来回应主的爱。
将所有献上在你。 你叫天父腐败，世上荣华已经离开，一梦救主召我来，一切全献上，一切全献上，我将所有全归耶稣，一切全献上。
我们有一个祷告，主啊，我们愿意你接纳我们在新的一年把自己完全的奉献给你，不单只是新的一年，而是我们的余生，愿你接纳我们这样子的愿祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
要放吗？ Lord, we pray that we desire to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice to live for you every day. We thank you, Lord. Praise us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.